Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios. Driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Freak Nation, full awareness on what I'm about to say. We're the only show that does not go into hibernation once NASCAR stops. We got a couple more weeks before we get fat and happy in our cave, like a big old fat freaking bear slobbering on some whiskey and drinking some nasty throw-me-down sauce. I have no idea where I'm going with this, damn it.
Throw-me-down sauce.
Yeah, it is, man. You ever had a throw-me-down sauce? No. Yeah. What happened to you last night? Oh, I had a bad case of throw-me-down sauce. Mm. Never heard that?
Ooh.
Bang. That's how we roll here in the Freak Nation. Coming up, Kyle Larson, Connor Zilich, Chase Briscoe, Corey Heim, all coming up here in the Freak Nation. Man, you saw a couple of young dudes get hammered. We'll have that video for you. A couple of young dudes who at least alluded to that they did not imbibe, but we have video to say au contraire.
Oh, so you're assuming just by the video, let people make up their own minds.
It's hash. They just got high on hash.
They had a fun time at the banquet, period.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Freak Nation, quick question for you. Is this the way for Denny Hamlin to go out? Chasing the dream of his first championship, and for all intents and purposes, had the car, had the speed, had everything to win it until William Byron decided to pull out a little BB gun and shoot his freaking tire and go, done! And Denny Hamlin loses the championship. You got to think about how hard it is to get to that Final Four and what Denny Hamlin's gone through over the last 12 months, 16 months with this lawsuit, a new father. Speaking of father, his father ailing. Does he really want to go through this again, man? To chase something that's not guaranteed? To chase something that's not guaranteed to get in the Final Four? Does he really have the gumption to do it? I'm not saying, do I want him? I'm not asking the question, do you want him to? I'm asking you the question, should he? There's two different questions here. I want him to. But should he? Hell no. Not at 44 years old and given what he went through. Crash?
I think this is going to be an opinion that he has that goes up and down throughout the offseason. Right now, he said it on numerous occasions in the media session pre-awards banquet on Tuesday. I'm not in the mood to get in a car right now. But he's also said, I haven't made up my mind if I'm coming back for the 2026 season. I would not fault him if he did not want to come back as a driver and instead just be the owner, the amazing owner that he will be for 2311, he and Michael Jordan. I would not fault him at all. But I think that as time wears on and time sometimes heals all wounds, I think that he's going to get that itch again, especially as the new year turns over and January turns to February and the Daytona 500 comes rolling around again and his success at Daytona, he may have a change of tune. I wouldn't blame him either way, but let's pump the brakes a little bit. I think he will come back as a driver.
Cole Cusumano.
I hope so. I've been saying this.
Why do you hope so?
Why do I hope he comes back next year? Because you don't want to see Denny Hamlin go out like that.
Why? What does it matter to you?
Because...
Are you going to lose sleep?
I know he is losing sleep. Like, I just want to say, like, talking about it and just hearing about it, I feel uneasy. But being around Denny when that all happened at the track and even being at the banquet yesterday, there's just like a black cloud hanging over the entire room with this very uneasy feeling. And if that's how, like, I'm feeling, and the media's feeling, and the fans are feeling, and hell, even the competitions, the competitors are feeling. You can only imagine that's magnified tenfold for Denny, who's experienced this year after year after year, it seems. And I feel like it's defined his career, unfortunately, choking away these championships. I mean, you mentioned all the things there. His father ailing, the lawsuit, being a new father, and having a season like he did at 44 years old. It's got to be a gut-wrenching feeling to that is your headline in 2025. Not that he won the most races and that he dominated that final race. It's that he choked again.
Richie, I want to get to you in just a second, and I hope I remember why. But backing up just a second here, it's up to him to come to terms with where he is. It's not up to us, and it's like, no S. I get that. Again, you're comparing this guy to Dan Marino. I don't know internally what Dan Marino thinks right now. Dan Marino's mid-upper 60s at this point, with the greatest quarterback to never win a freaking Super Bowl. Denny Hamlin, same thing with the driver. it's up to him. I can't fault the guy.
Right.
And I'm not going to watch more or less next year if Denny Hamlin's not in the 11. And Richie, you pointed this out when we were at the Championship Four post-race press conference at the Marriott earlier this week with those four drivers in the conference room. There was Denny Hamlin over there with 20, 25 freaking press people jamming microphones all in his face. Yet there we were, solo, with Kyle Larson, your freaking champion.
True.
Which plays into what you're saying, Cole. It's just an odd dynamic because the way so many people hopped on the Hamlin bandwagon. Remember, just 8 months ago, people were mother-effing this guy.
Yeah.
Just beat your favorite driver. Then all of a sudden, the bandwagon couldn't get any bigger. So, Richie, watching him over there in that post-race, whatever the hell, Tuesday morning extravaganza, Monday, whenever the one.
It was Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday. It was just strange, man.
It was the first thing I noticed. I mean, listen, I knew that people were going to go straight to Denny Hamlin because he is, you know, he was the biggest story and people, and he was the one we all wanted to hear from the most. But it's not good for your sport when you have everybody flocks the guy that lost the championship and your champion is left just sitting there by himself, so much so that I had to tap both of you on the shoulder and be like, hey, Kyle Larson's here. Can we go talk to Kyle? And Kyle Larson did join us, so mm-hmm. I think we're going to have him coming up here later in the show.
Yep.
But yeah, it was such a strange dynamic, and going back to your initial question about will Denny Hamlin come back? Yes, he will. He will. It's every single athlete has gone through this, and whether or not to come back after a heartbreaking loss in a big championship game, and they almost always do come back. You can write story after story after story after something like Denny Hamlin happening, and they all come back because they got a taste of it. They got that taste, and they want to get to that top of the mountain. And I feel like Denny Hamlin's the same way, and he'll be back. He has under contract for the next 2 years, and I expect him to come back. Lewis Hamilton.
Very similar story. Yep.
It's the exact same thing that happened to Lewis Hamilton with one big difference. But Lewis Hamilton he talked about after Abu Dhabi, he was very close to walking
away. Abu Dhabi 2021,
thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. After he lost that championship to Max Verstappen because a decision was made from the top, from the race director, to completely change the rules of the sport and essentially hand Max Verstappen the championship. So Lewis Hamilton got his eighth title stolen from him. Denny Hamlin lost the championship. That's a big difference. And I think Denny understands that. He didn't get that championship stolen from him. He lost it on pit road because Kyle Larson and Cliff Daniels made the right call and went to two tires, and Denny Hamlin didn't. Mm-hmm.
Right. But then again, I mean, there's a whole nother conversation, and it has been addressed by various drivers. It worked on Friday night. So, I mean, are we going to go to Denny's crew chief and say, hey, four tires worked Friday night. Let's give my guy that power to make it work on Sunday. And it just didn't because the cars are set up different or the temperature is different. We're daytime versus nighttime. So it's just a shame. It's a shame how it went out. I know some people are calling it a choke. I don't know if I would call it a choke necessarily because, damn it, there was dominance that day. But 100% fairly, this was Kyle Larson's day. And he might not have led a single lap, and that doesn't matter. He did just enough in the rules to get the championship. And his crew chief made the better call in the end, kind of similar to the crew chief calls that were made in his first championship. And it's a team sport, which actually, no, I want to rewind. I heard from Cliff Daniels himself. Cliff is giving credit to the engineers below him, saying that they tapped him on the shoulder in the pit box and said, this is what we need to do. Cliff wanted two tires. That's at least what I'm hearing. And that his engineers were like, nope, we've aired these up differently. Four tires is the way to, or excuse me, Cliff wanted four, but his engineer said, nope, the way we have this, his inner two tires are going to be fine. You know, whatever. They changed his mind to two. Boom. Team effort. Amazing.
Did you forget what the hell you wanted to say, Cole? Because you had your hand up there a minute ago.
Sorry.
I don't know how much time we have here. I was going to say my biggest rebuttal to your Lewis Hamilton, Denny Hamlin debate or comparison is that how many titles did Lewis Hamilton have before he had that decision to potentially walk away?
Seven.
Denny Hamlin has zero. He's had that taste of what it's like to be in the championship and contend for a championship at least five or six times now, and he's experienced heartbreak every single time. Another thing I want to go back to is back at Gateway, he was asked if he would retire if he won the championship. And he said something along the lines of, he wants to go out on top or being competitive. I don't know how at 44 years old, going on 45, how you have more competitive season than winning a series high six races this season and having the dominance he had in that championship race. So the argument can be made that he does walk away. Mm-hmm. It's very, feeling very similar to how Carl Edwards felt after that defeat back whatever year that was. But, man, it would be so hard to see him go out like this. It really would.
I could tell you that 44, and this is another no-duh moment, 44 mentally is a lot different than 27, 28, 29, and 30. And the more we talk about this, the more I'm leaning towards him getting the hell out of here, frankly. And I'm not just trying to be that guy that says he does leave, but it might be more so, and I know we got a break here, more so because I can't freaking blame him. Mm-mm. Because ultimately it's outside that car with your dad, with your daughters, with your spouse, with your friends and family. It ain't about hoisting that championship. And I didn't see one time when he was despaired or was in despair because he hadn't hoisted that championship trophy. Freak Nation, coming up, Connor Zilich, Jesse Love at that snappy little banquet. Holy smokes.
Party.
Remember, these guys are too young to drink. That's coming up next. Speed Freaks Fits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
We'll be right back. Freak Nation, a great website to check out, lucasoil.com, a line of products to keep your engine snappy, happy, and warm through the winter. Go to lucasoil.com, lucasoil.com. That's lucasoil.com. Friends of the Freaks for over 24 years. Freak Nation, lucasoil.com. All right. So earlier this week, there was a banquet at Desert Ridge Vista Mountain Crossing, Phoenix, Arizona, north, south, right, Cole?
It was the JW Marriott, something. Yeah, it might have been Desert Ridge something. Yeah.
Yes.
Out those Scottsdale. Losers made me pay to park there.
And you know what? My valet was cheaper than your freaking $27.
It was. It was stupid.
What? How much?
It was $27 for me to park for an hour.
Oh, damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was stupid, but whatever. I kind of... We have interviews to get to, so I'll. Yeah. I don't need to rant, but
yeah, first world problems, Freak Nation. You feel for us, don't you?
I know.
Hey, man. So Connor Zilich was part of the post race. What do they call this bank? What the hell they call it? The media.
The awards banquet.
No, the scrum.
Oh.
Post championship.
Post championship scrum. Scrum. Yeah.
Post championship interviews
media.
At it happened Tuesday morning at the Marriott in North Scottsdale. And they had all four truck drivers, all four Xfinity drivers, and all four Cup drivers there. Not at all at the same time, but the four from the respective series, yes. And when Connor came in, this guy just looked like he was beat to S. This poor guy, man. And I'm sorry we didn't get it on video, because it was just me and him. And I looked at him, I said, bro, I need a hug. He said, I need one too. We started bro hugging. Like, this is kind of freaking happy.
This is true. It happened. Yeah. I saw it with my own eyes, but didn't press record on the damn camera.
It's all right.
It was just.
That's cool.
I'm old enough to be his old man a few times over. So it was a weird feeling just knowing that he got his ass kicked from Saturday night through Tuesday morning, and he just looked beat up. But like a champ, man, like a freaking future multi-time champion in NASCAR. He came out and faced the press, and including Crash and yours truly. Or was this just me with Connor?
This time it was just you. I was with him before you and Richie got over there, but I was just recording him. That's it.
So before we get to him letting loose that night with Jesse Love, it's a good 2.5 minutes with my man, CZ and the Sarge.
Needless to say, the big story, of course, is what didn't happen in Phoenix, but the things at such a young age that you're going to be able to learn from, I hate asking this question, but the things you're going to learn from this, whether it's from dudes who've had issues with clinching championships, but where you are now, are you even thinking about what you learned from this?
Yes and no. I think I've learned the lessons subconsciously. I don't think I really had to think about, you know, the lessons that I learned and the trials and whatever, everything I had to go through. It was just a lot of new emotion for me and things that I didn't expect to feel. And I definitely feel like I've grown as a person throughout this, you know, weekend and just learning how to deal with bad days and getting through the good and the bad of our sport.
One of the issues that I have as a father of an 11-year-old is when my daughter fails and she kicks ass and she gives it her best. She walks over, Dad, what else can I do? I said, sweetheart, things just didn't align. What was the conversation like with you and your dad?
Yeah, he just told me, you know, you gave it your all this year, and you know, he was proud of me. He didn't really talk about losing on Saturday. He just kind of talked about the year we've had. And, my dad's been a big supporter of mine and a backbone to a lot of my success. So, yeah, I'm grateful to have him and you know, the talks that we had after. But yeah, it's definitely not something that's easy to deal with, and I know I've got a lot more years ahead of me in this sport, so that excites me, and you know, I can already kind of move past it, knowing that hopefully there's bigger things ahead.
Can I say one more thing? I think it's bullshit about the FIA where you've got to win a championship and then to get in the hypercar. Come on, man. Help me out here, right?
Yeah, I know. I needed a FIAA license to run a hypercar in WEC, whether it was a test or not. And, I needed to win the championship to have enough points and obviously fell short.
You win the Daytona 24, you win 10 races in the Xfinity Series, but you can't run a hypercar.
Yeah, technically. You know, it was full season points, and I didn't run
I didn't run full season points in IMSA. I only did the endurance races, so I didn't really get enough points out of that season. So, I mean, there's a ton of things that I could go on and on about, but yeah, it's the rules that they've given us, and you know, I'm not going to argue it.
Let's get Connor Zilich and I almost said Brian Herta, Colton Herta in a room together. Let's talk about this FIA, the requirements for a license. Come on. If a championship is enough to, if you need full season championship points for this FIA license, are we just neglecting the fact that he had a two-time Trans Am champion? Come on. And he won not just the Rolex 24, but the Sebring 12 hours as well. This does not add up. And I know somebody was Xing me. Is that what we're going to call it now? When somebody tweets you back, they X you, saying, but hey, the FIA does this because it's all for safety and security, because they want their drivers to know the European tracks, the worldwide tracks, not just the American tracks. Dude, can you go left and right? Can you be dynamic in your abilities? If you can prove that no matter what the series, you are earning or you're deserving of a gold license, an A license. Doesn't make any sense. Valentino freaking Rossi, motorcycle champion seven times over, but motorcycle champion, was able to get into a hypercar at Indianapolis this year. Huh. No sports car experience before that. Okay.
Well, Freak Nation, we're not going to end this on a negative note with my man CZ, because, again, he's been coming in here for about 4 years now. When he was 16, was he 15 the first time he rolled in Freak Nation?
Oof.
In the TA2 class? Regardless.
Sure. It was a few years ago.
So, in other words, dude has not been able to legally drink since he's been coming in here, and allegedly still can't. Same with Jesse Love. Both young dudes, friends of the Freak Nation. Jesse Love's been coming in here for 3 years and was kicking ass in the ARCA series, and now he wins the championship in the Xfinity series. But Cole Cusimano, residential snorkeler of the NASCAR, at the...
The NASCAR.
Guilty.
At the, at the banquet, pulled out his freaking Nikon, got some great video of... these young dudes, I'm not saying they were hammered. I'm not saying they were drunk, but damn it, they were entertaining. So before we get to that video of these guys lighting it up, here we are talking to these young dudes talking about drinking, because they can't drink at this age, right?
When you win the championship, of those three drivers, who would you want to party with you?
Obviously, Connor.
He says he's never drank. Come on.
No, yeah, that had nothing to do with that. I can't even, you know, really party yet, but...
I wasn't insinuating that you did. I was just saying that.
But we will go out there and go on a nice run or something.
Oh, my God.
Caught a buzz yet?
Man.
Off of the champagne that's being poured.
I have not, no. I got another about year and a half until I can. So, you know, Jimmy would yell at me if I did, and he's keeping me straight.
Yes! Touching me! Touching you, sweet Caroline, ba ba ba. The time never seemed so good, so good, so good, so good.
Yes,
ba ba ba. To believe it never would.
Oh,
hey, was that like Dean Martin and? With that tuxedo.
The NASCAR Rat Pack, man. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Love it. Love it.
I'm not saying they were hammered either, Cole Cusimano.
No, I mean, I didn't see any drinks in their hands the whole night. But what a great performance. That was the highlight of the entire evening. He did it. He got to party with his best friend, Connor Zilich, after winning the championship. Jesse Love, that is. And I just got to say, I am so proud of them for knowing the words to Sweet Caroline and choosing that song, which gets a lot of flack nowadays for being this, you know, drunk anthem, for choosing that over a dumb song like Country Roads. I can't stand that song. This one's more culture. I love the Neil Diamond impressions. They did a great job, and they brought the house down. Awesome job, guys.
That was perfect. When you sent that to us on Tuesday night, I texted it to a couple friends in IndyCar, and they're older like me, and they said, I'm surprised they actually know the words to that song. I'm like, clearly they have cool parents. I mean, duh.
Culture. Cole, you were there at the banquet, and maybe it's just the microphone on your phone, but people were watching this and they seemed like they were stunned. There wasn't a whole lot of people, because like you say, at the freaking Red Sox game, wherever they play the damn song, people are going bananas. But a lot of the NASCAR folks are going, These guys are 19 and they're getting hammered, and the world gets to see. We're getting a call from the principal tomorrow morning.
That's what it felt like. It felt like when they have those corporate work parties, like for Christmas or whatever. And it's like, right. Oh, so and so did this. I can't believe it. That's what it felt like, seeing all these NASCAR folks and drivers like let loose. But it was a fun time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just seeing them upstage. Have fun as best friends was the best. And I think everybody there was stunned. That's why there wasn't as much of a reaction initially.
Oh, there
but
you go.
Beyond that video, it was hype.
Very Connor nice. Zilich, nice. Jesse Love, have a little bit of fun there on stage. Coming up next, his name is Kyle Larson. Spent a good time with him. Your NASCAR Cup Series champion for 2025. He's next. Speed Freaks Spence, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
And get this, General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Well, Freak Nation, the website to go to right about now before winter hits is GeneralTire.com. Friends of the Freak Nation for well over two decades, GeneralTire.com, GeneralTire.com. Plenty of selections for you and your hot rod. Again, when it starts getting icy and snowy and just kind of rat-effed out there, go to GeneralTire.com. It's GeneralTire.com. Crasher, why do you even react when I just devise words such as that?
Well, rat-effed. I just wasn't expecting it, but you're right. I should. After 25 years, 25 and a half, I should absolutely expect anything coming out of your pie hole. So, yeah, I don't know.
Richie, look it up. Look up Rat Fink. Look up Rat Fink real quick.
Oh, Fink.
Oh, yeah. I know what Fink. You're talking about.
That's why I said that, Crash. Listen, we got to be prepared. I didn't tell you about my meeting with those guys for next year, the standards and practices, the things that we can and can't say. I'll share that with you later, Freak Nation. Kyle Larson, two-time NASCAR Cup Series championship, and like a lot of you, Freak Nation, when he hopped out of the car, a lot of us were looking the same way, like, what's the meme where the guy goes, or it's when the little girl with the buck teeth goes.
What?
It's like, really? You just won the championship?
Oh, yeah, she goes.
Yeah, she goes.
Kyle, watching you after the Phoenix win and championship, you pulled your helmet off, and a lot of us had the same face you did, like, did I just win this thing? When was that point where it's like, I actually did win this thing, but the surprise was still there. It was evident.
Yeah. I think it took a you know, few minutes at least. I would say it was still all shock, you know, when I was, you know, celebrating with the pit crew and team on the back stretch. And then, you know, I finally got to go to the front stretch. I think that's when it was kind of sinking in that, wow, this is sort of real. And then slowly, you know, it became more and more real. So, yeah, just so shocking. And still, I would say, even at this point right now, like, I still can't believe. I mean, I can believe it, you know, because it happened. But I just can't believe, like, how, you know, lucky we got in a sense of cautions falling at the right time. And then team doing a good job with pit calls, and then us just executing at a high level there those final, you know, 30 minutes of the race.
There was so much talk about Chase, Denny, and William. There wasn't a whole lot of chatter about you, but you just sat there. Was that part of the strategy, going, maybe I don't need to take the headlines during this race, let's just make sure we're there for that last lap?
Well, I mean, that's never part of the strategy. I think us in the five team, I love to go out there and dominate and leave a lot of laps and win by large margins and whatnot. But, you know, I would just say that Sunday's race was kind of just our season really in a whole, or at least from the final two-thirds of the season. I feel like we were just kind of quietly were, you know, around and just quietly in the hunt. And then we were finally there to capitalize. And, yeah, you know, we've had lots of top fives, lots of top tens, and, you know, a few wins and lots of laps led. But, like, I just feel like it's been the quietest season of my, you know, career at Hendrick. So, yeah, pretty unreal.
Full season points or the playoff points, either way, you are still the champion. NASCAR has confirmed that. So with that, what do you say to the naysayers and just say, guys, what else can I do? Consistency wins, period. It always has.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really feel like I need or want to defend it. You know, it doesn't, I would say if there was another format, you would probably call your races differently. So it would look different. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to say, oh, you know, I scored the most points and we would have played every team would have played every race exactly the same if it was a totally different format, which I don't think is the case. So, I don't know. I don't really think there's any reason to defend it. But yeah, I'm just proud to be a champion and proud that in the fashion that we were able to, you know, do it.
One thing that's been annoying me the last couple of days is the ESPNs, the Foxes, the bigger sports stick and ball shows haven't been giving you the credit that you deserve. Is there something that we as motorsports in general need to do better to get you guys on the front page after such a monumental day like Sunday?
I don't have a great answer for you because I haven't had the time to watch ESPN or watch, you know, these big networks and what they're saying. And ultimately it doesn't matter to me, you know, what they're saying. But no, I mean, I think our sport's always, you know, been working hard to get us out into the mainstream and get the respect that we deserve and respect that we used to get, you know, I feel like as a sport. So, I don't know. I think,
you know, star power in big moments help that all out. So hopefully we can continue to build stars in our sport, and I think it all take care of itself.
I'm like watching Larson's son in those pictures, man, yes. Trying to hog some of the spotlight.
Owen with his arms up like, I don't know how far I should go, but yay, Dad.
Have you guys seen any like Good Morning America or anything like that with Kyle Larson?
So far, zero. Mm-mm. And that's driving me crazy. So that's why I asked that question, right? Because after the Daytona 500, after the Indy 500, you see NASCAR media, IndyCar media, boom, go to New York City, do the media circuit. But we're not, and we saw it a little bit with Alex Palou after his IndyCar championship this year. We haven't seen anything yet for Kyle Larson and the NASCAR championship. And because of how dramatic that Sunday was, I expected to see some of the big shows. Even Pat McAfee, who follows motorsports, I didn't see anything on his show. So, yeah, I am disappointed. And I feel like it shouldn't all fall on NASCAR media. It should fall on those... just the recognition of the sport in general. So maybe that does go back to PR people, but I want to see something between now and this lawsuit, because once this lawsuit starts up December 1st, that's all we're going to be talking about. Kyle Larson needs his time. We need championship talk throughout November, and we need it now.
Mm-hmm. I think it is very bizarre, because usually at this point you see these drivers or champions featured on like Jimmy Fallon, Tonight Show, the morning shows, and there hasn't been any buzz about that going on. And I'm curious if it would have been different if Denny Hamlin won the championship. Mm. Is there more of a demand for that? But it's like Richie was saying earlier, and your experience yesterday at the media day, it's like all the attention on this championship has been on Denny Hamlin losing. It hasn't been on Kyle Larson becoming a two-time champion, which we only have three active with more than one championship in the sport right now. So it should be a much bigger deal than it actually is. And it's something I've been really mad about for a while with the media and the larger landscape, ESPN's, Fox Sports, and what have you. There's never any really coverage of NASCAR. And this is a prime example right here of why we're not having more of that star power, I think.
Hey, you know what's going to fix that? Going with a full season points format.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Cole, you were there for the banquet, and you were there for the red carpet?
Yes.
What news stations were there covering the event locally?
None.
How about that?
What?
None. Let that resonate.
Because like you had Channel 3 there throughout the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. No, there was mm-hmm. nothing. There was some local outlets, but no.
It's the same people there. And I raise my hand. Mm-hmm. It's us. Mm-hmm. It's the same damn people there covering the sport, which is why we're in this little freaking cocoon, because we can't get outside of the damn thing. Covering this sport, covering the NHRA, covering IndyCar, covering Supercross. We just can't get out of our little freaking cocoons. And I'm not saying I have all the freaking answers, but I guarantee if somebody that's running for a championship has a gnarly freaking personality, is out getting a DUI and slapping dudes around, they're going to be there putting the camera in their face. Yeah. What, Crash? What kind of look was that?
DUI? I don't think...
Whatever. Come on. Settle down. You know what the hell I'm talking about,
man. You just
man.
Mean crazy stories.
And
yeah.
If you... Let's try and make Sunday's race a Major League Baseball World Series, 7 games.
Well, but we had that the same weekend. What? Go with where you were going,
yes,
sir.
That's what I'm saying, man. You had Toronto and the Dodgers, mm-hmm. Game 7, epic freaking game, epic game. And the way it got to that point of the Dodgers winning was just, it's so much fun to watch. I watched more baseball that night than I have all year combined, all right? If you watch that cup race, same thing. You go through the first 2, 3, 4 innings, 5 innings, 6 innings. Then, of course, in that late stage, you're getting towards the 7th, the 8th, and then there's 30, 20 laps to go. You're in the bottom of the ninth, extra innings where the excitement, oh, my God, you're just that. You're that. But no one's covering it. NBC, CBS, Fox, ESPN, they're not there. They don't give an S.
Why? I guess the biggest question is then why? Why don't they give an S? Because it was an epic sports story. I know the NFL's going on. Still, you've got this other epic sports story. And yes, the
if it was
game
Dale
7
Earnhardt
baseball.
Jr., yes. Absolutely. If it was Chase Elliott, maybe. Kyle Larson, sorry. No. William Byron, no. Chase Briscoe, is that going to bring out freaking ESPN? Hell no.
When you can't even get Kyle Larson to show up on your show, on your TV partner shows, Fox Sports 1 has programming all day, right?
Yep.
Fox is a big rights holder and have been for 25 years. The fact that he wasn't on whatever their morning show is now, I don't know, you know what it's called, the fact that he wasn't on Colin Cowherd or any of their shows is crazy work. Absolutely crazy
work. All right, we got a break. Freak Nation, Chase Briscoe, running for the championship. The more I talk to this guy, the more I love this cat, man. I'm going to be cheering for this happy bastard next year. Chase Briscoe in the Final Four. And he joins us in his Indianapolis Motor Speedway shirt and his shorts next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, big second hour coming up. IndyCar tested out in Phoenix. That's where we're based, you happy bastard. So we're out there hanging out with Alexander Rossi and Scott Dixon. Speaking of champions who couldn't get freaking arrested when he was winning multi-championships in the, what the hell ever they called it back in the day, Champ Car and IndyCar Series Crasher. Scott Dixon, a fantastic personality that a lot of folks don't know about.
He's just one of those guys, and Kenny, you, the two of you could just sit there and have whiskeys together and make these completely off-base jokes and just have the best night ever. But that's the thing. He's just got one of those personalities that it's under the radar, but it is very, very fun.
So, yeah, man, big second hour coming up here in the Freak Nation. Cole Cusumano, make that point. Let's ride a little bit of the coattails off that last segment, what you were talking about with your girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, I'm sorry, you guys broke up last week.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. First of all, great analogy in likening that race, championship race, to the World Series Game 7. I just wanted to say, I felt like Sydney Sweeney being at the racetrack overshadowed so much of this race. Like, you go on social media, every single NASCAR social media channel, every single ESPN channel, whatever you want to look to, they're featuring Sydney Sweeney at the racetrack. They're not talking about that incredible four-wide pass for the lead for Denny Hamlin late in the race. They're not talking about Kyle Larson being a two-time champion. They're not talking about all these ridiculous rallies from all four drivers in this championship race in what made it one of the best, in my opinion, of all time. But Sydney Sweeney was the biggest story outside of Denny Hamlin losing it. It's what it looks like anyway on social media.
And that you're essentially saying that's a problem.
It is a problem,
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
She
great
stole
for
your
her
star
to bring
power.
Attention, but we need the stars to be the drivers.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you how big she is. Excuse me. Cole Cusumano would not go back a second time to try and get a selfie with Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson.
Oh, come on.
Mark Sanchez. He would not go back twice. But when he F's up his selfie with Sydney Sweeney, hell yes, he goes back twice. Put the picture up of Skip Jack.
Well, you know, it's like I said to William Byron on last Sunday's show, you shoot your shot with Sydney Sweeney. I wasn't going to get an awful selfie like the one I got on the right initially. So when are you ever going to see her again at the racetrack? She's like the biggest star in the world right now. I had to go in for seconds.
Would she be the biggest star in the world? And I ask this not as a get-off-my-lawn guy. But really, she came to prominence with me. Again, I'm familiar with some of her roles now. But when she had the controversy with the jeans, where it just crossed over to not just freaking horn dogs like you, little freaking heat-seeking missile type dudes. But when it got into the space of 40 and 50-year-olds, that's when, it started to really take off.
I think so. Richie can speak to this too. But I feel like I've been a fan of her since Euphoria. She got an Emmy Award nomination for that role.
See, I didn't even know she was in Euphoria.
Yeah,
and I watched Euphoria.
She's a tremendous actress. I watch her in all of her shows that she's been in.
Why is that, Cole?
Because she's great. She's a great actress.
I'm sure.
Season two. Check it out.
She's a great actress.
But no, I think that definitely propelled her into like superstardom because there was a lot of controversy surrounding it. Yeah. But.
Controversy
know.
Sells.
I don't know. What do you think, Richie? You're a big movie guy.
Cindy's great. She's a good actress, but I mean, that's, can we put up the picture again? Like, she's legit one of the most attractive people in the entire world. That's why she's
exactly.
Popular. That's why she's popular. If you were on the internet earlier this week, there was a picture of her that went viral because she was at an event or something. And that picture, I swear, was on my timeline like 95% of the time. I'm sure it was around the world. People were making jokes about it. And that's why she's popular.
Yeah.
And then she showed up at the NASCAR race the same weekend.
And the World Series.
I freaking missed her. And I'm bummed I missed her. But we move on, you know? Big Balls Cusumano, though, asking for two pictures is crazy. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I would ever have done that.
Big Balls.
Well, you know what? My equivalent to that was spending about 6 or 8 minutes with Dale Jr.
I knew you were going to say
23
yes.
years ago and not turning the recorder on and then going back to him to do it again.
Yeah, that's...
And this is when he was in his absolute popular prime
like
heyday.
First or second year in Cup.
Yeah. Mm.
We have a first-time viewer, I'm assuming, tuning in to watch us and asking, is this a motorsport show? Yeah, it is. But we also...
Sometimes.
Yeah, freaks.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Freaks. Hey, yep. If you're just tuning in, go back. We just had Kyle Larson, the Cup champion, on.
Right.
We just had Cup champion. Chase Briscoe's come on the show a little bit. Others.
We also had
Connor Zilich was on the show.
Connor Zilich and Jesse Love from the awards banquet singing Sweet Caroline. or a lifestyle show that just so happens to be about motorsports.
There it is. Mm-hmm. His name is Corey Heim, who frankly doesn't punch a whole lot of tickets until he runs in the Freak Nation. Guy busted my balls when I first rolled up to him. He said, "Where you been?" He hadn't talked to me in 3 years. I said, "Well, it was last year at Worldwide Technology Raceway, you happy bastard." When I asked you about going to a racer for Denny Hamlin, "I don't know anything, Kenny." But damn it, he wins himself. He's the only one that many folks said, this guy has to win the championship or it's rigged. He's the only one out of the three that goes out and delivers. It's Corey Heim, NASCAR Truck Series champion, now with the Freaks.
So Corey Heim, back at the Freak Nation, bust my balls because I haven't jammed a mic in his face for the last year or so. All that being said, championship, you've got it. It's clinched. But there's unfinished business for you. You're such a young age. Who's helping coaching you through all this to get to this championship and now on to 2026?
I don't think it was anyone specific by any means. I think, I've been able to surround myself with a lot of good people that have kind of kept my head screwed on straight, if you will, and make sure that everything is kind of going the direction that I need to be a full-time Cup driver one day and everything and be prepared for that opportunity. But, I think there's a good, close batch of people, my girlfriend and my dad and all my close friends and everything that I find myself being around because they are good people and they've got good guidance and understand kind of the position I'm at in my life. So I'd say those are probably the main people.
Corey, when you're kicking ass in the ARCA series, it's a bit of pressure. Then you jump up to trucks. Is it palpable? Meaning, can you taste that as you move up another level, the pressure of winning races?
I mean, from ARCA to trucks, I got a pretty smooth transition because I went from full-time ARCA with a part-time truck schedule to mostly part-time with truck and part-time ARCA and then full-time truck. I got a very slow transition into that, so it was never like a semi-truck hitting me in the face of pressure going to truck series by any means. So I never really felt that. I mean, I remember my debut, I was very, very stressed out about that in the truck series, and same with ARCA. So I feel like it's just kind of breaking the ice maybe a little bit. Same with the Cup car. I mean, I made my debut, where did I make my debut? 23 or 24. So doing that for the first time was definitely a lot of pressure. But I feel like once you break the ice and start to get used to that pressure and are able to hone it in and make it turn into success, I think that's kind of the turning point for me after a handful of races. And I feel like that's it's been pretty consistent for every series.
Coming into the weekend, Denny, you, Connor, those are the three drivers that people said, those are the guys that should win the championship. Oops. One out of the two did. What's your emotion on what happened with Connor and what happened with Denny not winning those championships?
Definitely different. I mean, I felt really bad for Connor that he didn't get it done, but I think everyone knows that he was probably the best this year, but I think at the same time, everyone knows what we signed up for in this playoff format, and it was all going to come down to Phoenix, and they unfortunately just weren't able to execute, and that's just part of it. I mean, it happened to us last year. We had a really dominant season for the most part, won a lot of races, went to Phoenix and kind of got our ass kicked. And that's just part of life, but Denny, on the other hand, I mean, I think everyone knows they did everything right. You know, that was crushing. And I think, I've got a soft spot for Denny cause he's my boss. And, I was a fan of him growing up. So that hurt a little extra for me, but, I think even if it was, if Larson went out there and dominated and had a caution with three to go and lost a race, I'd have felt really bad for him too, It's just a terrible way to lose, and it's the unfortunate part of this format.
You teed it up for me because I was going to remind you about what happened last year. You were in a similar situation. How long did you hold that moment, like what could have been?
Yeah, I mean, since it was pretty evident from practice that he was probably going to dominate the race, and if it wasn't for a late race restart or a miracle, we were going to have a hard time dealing with them. So I knew from Thursday last year that we were going to have our hands full. And, as the race played out, we kept making adjustments and nothing really seemed to get us closer. So after the race, it was like, yeah, this sucks. We just got our ass kicked. But like at the same time, what were we going to do? We brought our best to Phoenix and we just didn't have it. So you got to move on. And it didn't really take me long to move on from it. But if something like what happened to Denny happened to me and kind of like 2023 where we should have won and got wrecked, that really sucked. So, even though you lose and the scoreboard says the same thing, the way you lose definitely dictates a lot of the feeling and the emotion after.
What can you share with us for 2026?
I really don't know much, to be honest with you. So, unfortunately, I'm kind of waiting day by day to see what that looks like.
Are you in constant contact with Denny? Are you bugging his ass, texting him to say, bro, or is he in contact with you?
No, I mean, he's got people that will figure that out. So I'm not too worried about blowing him up about it. I know that there's people that he's hired to make those decisions and kind of figure out what's next for me. So, I haven't been too adamant about texting him or anything like that.
There you go. Corey Heim, one of the three drivers that many folks said, you better win the damn championship or it's jacked.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Here's to the Dream Chasers, the Glass Ceiling Breakers, the Minivan Mothers, the Schedule Jugglers, and Everyday All-Stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. Live on the Freak
Pacific Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Freak Nation, second hour of the Freaks, coming up in moments. Chase Briscoe in his shorts and in his Indianapolis Motor Speedway long sleeve shirt. Is this guy going to go IndyCar racing for 2026, Crash Gladys?
Oh my gosh, you put it out there. The Hoosier driver.
Okay, there it is. Pregnant pauses. Love him here in the Freak Nation. Be sure you follow us on Twitter, X. No, excuse me. X, as the kids like to call it. Facebook, Instagram, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv. Be sure you subscribe to our YouTube page at Official Speed Freaks, Freak Nation. Coming up, Scott Dixon, Alexander Rossi. A couple of names we hadn't heard in a couple of months, Freak Nation, but they were out in Phoenix testing as they get set for the doubleheader coming up in March with NASCAR and IndyCar. And did this... What I'm about to say, I'm curious if this surprises you guys. Right now, I don't know if it's out there, but right now I'm told it's going to be IndyCar first and then the Xfinity series after.
Oh!
Yeah,
wow.
That's been the rumored. Yeah.
I thought it was the reverse.
I thought it was
So did I. Xfinity first and an IndyCar night race because the ratings were so good for Gateway this past season, which was run at night on Sunday. So I thought it was the opposite.
So did I until this individual... who, at this point, believes or says, and he collects a paycheck from the big old NASCAR, says that it will be IndyCar and then Xfinity.
Well, essentially, it's going to come down to Fox, right? Fox is broadcasting both, so where do they have windows? IndyCar is supposed to be on Big Daddy Fox.
Not CW. True. Not
oh,
true. It's on the CW.
CW.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. Well, then I don't know.
That's a shame. I really hope it's IndyCar at night.
Yeah, yep. I do too.
IndyCar at night. They're just, come on. It's like Supercross under the lights at a stadium. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
I trust me. I wish you were correct, but I mean, I mean, if we're being honest, IndyCar is the little brother to the O'Reilly.
Without question.
2026.
Without question.
So if you did it the opposite way, people are leaving. People are leaving. You do it, and you have IndyCar at night. People are going to leave after O'Reilly Series, Xfinity Series is over. Do it the opposite way. People are still coming in, hopefully in their seats, and then they're going to stick around the entire time. So I think you'll probably get a better crowd as your opener is your IndyCar race. Yep. Just like you go to a concert, and you have your opener, and then it's like, hey, that was a great opener. I'm going to become a fan of that series.
That's interesting.
That's a good call, right? Richie. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, let's be honest, Crasher. The last time IndyCar was at Phoenix Raceway, the crowd was
Oh, the last two times. Yeah, it was horrible. Not good, and it was after the repave and the reconfiguration, and that's essentially what this test was this week. One driver from Honda, one driver from Chevy to figure out how to make the product better when they all come back in February as an entire series to test. So a lot of data collected this week, and you cross your fingers. You know you're going to have to get a higher line working, whether that's going to come from the PJ1 or the VHT or whatever the heck we're calling it in the IndyCar series now. There's a lot that needs to change to make this good. IndyCar used to be so solid at Phoenix, but ever since the repave, those last couple, what was it, 2018, 2017, were those the years we're talking about? They weren't great shows. They were big time follow the leader and complete domination by one driver.
And I'm wondering if it's a contractual thing, because CW had already had this in place with their initial agreement. You think they're going to give up a Saturday night primetime spot just to be kind kids and say, go ahead, Fox, take the IndyCar series. Mm-hmm. Take that nighttime spot away from us in March when there's maybe some basketball, college basketball.
Will be. Yes, the NCAA tournament will be going on. So nighttime, daytime, they're both going to be hurting for viewers.
I can't fault them for doing that. Okay. For Xfinity being the headliner for that. Regardless, Freak Nation, just the fact that we get us a damn doubleheader. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes. And who was it? Oh, it was Joey Logano on last Sunday's show talking about how he's looking forward to watching IndyCar live and in person on an oval. He's never seen IndyCar on an oval before because, again, dude's running 76 weeks out of 52. In the NASCAR Cup Series.
Essentially, yeah.
Right?
I know, I was shocked when he said that. I've never seen IndyCar live on an oval. And I'm like, yes, you have. He's like, no, I haven't. Look at how many times we race. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right.
You know what's badass about our first hour of the show? And we'll run Chase Briscoe coming up for the last segment, all right?
Okay.
Is that first hour, and Cole brought it up in our little text thread because he was just a whining little bee. He is sick of talking about the lawsuit. Right.
Yeah.
We didn't say a damn thing about the lawsuit the first
time. We went lawsuit free. I think I had one little quip, but it didn't really matter. Yeah.
You good with that, Cole Kusmar?
I am more than okay with that. I'm so sick and tired of talking about that thing. Until this trial happens on December 1st, allegedly, I think it's a non-story, personally. We've talked it to death. Right.
And that's why
you want to follow suit.
I don't want to talk charters, man. I don't want to talk about this lawsuit.
Money and charters. And will the sport be better because of this? Oh, that's the ultimate who knows what's going to happen. Because if this does tear a piece away from NASCAR that hurts the sport in the long term, I feel like we're back in IndyCar land of the split. And nobody in motorsports wants that. No matter what they say, they don't want it. They don't need it. Because we need motorsports in general to be healthy every series.
Well, according to sources, at this point, one of the major hurdles, they're just haggling over who's going to pay the attorney fees for 2311 when NASCAR acquiesced and says, okay, guys, you have it. $3,000? $1,000 an hour? What does he get paid?
$3,000 an hour for Jeffrey Kessler himself.
Jesus, man.
Now he's got a whole team working with him. What does his team charge per hour? There's a lot.
That's
got
to be for the entire team, Crasher.
Nope.
You don't know.
Yep. It's Jeffrey Kessler himself, $3,000
an hour.
Damn. Like Michael Jordan said earlier this year, he's like, hey, I can blow that much on a poker game, so that stuff matters.
Woohoo!
Cole Kusmano going into the 2026 NASCAR Cup Series. Who's going to be your NASCAR Cup Series champion coming out of Homestead in November?
We're really going there.
I'm going to go back-to-back championships for Young Money. Middle-aged Money, as he called himself last night. We're ending it at Homestead. He had statistically one of the best seasons in the series in 2025 and still won the championship. So I say run it back.
Yeah.
Back to back for Kyle Larson.
Are 30s technically considered middle age now?
Nah. No.
He's still young money.
Richie, what about you there, my friend? You're going to go all out and think SVG has it figured out by then?
I'm glad you were bringing this up because there were initial odds that came out earlier this week from BetMGM, and they are just insane. Connor Zilich is the 8th favorite to win the championship as a rookie next year.
Wow.
Beating out, he beats out Joey Logano. He beats out Tyler Reddick, championship 4. Ross Chastain was in the championship 4. And Connor Zilich, plus 1,000 to win the Cup Series championship next year. I'm taking Christopher Bell, though. I picked this guy for 3 years in a row. I swear. I was like, I'm going to keep picking Christopher Bell until the end of time, and eventually he's going to come through.
You know what that... What'd you say, 8th for Connor Zilich? You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's that Kyle Larson effect for the Indy 500. Where Kyle Larson.
Throw him in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, put
man.
Him at one of the top 5. Wasn't that what Kyle Larson was?
He was legit one of the favorites. It's Vegas trying to steal money from people because, I know Connor Zilich. We'll take that.
Oh, Cole's got a hot take here. Go ahead.
No, I think that we are not giving Connor Zilich and his talent enough credit because I don't think he's going to win the championship. I really do believe he has the potential to win multiple races next year.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So
that's not a real hot take there, my friend.
If you step out there and say
he's going to win 5,
not just
road
courses like SVG. Like, I think he has potential to win everywhere. Truly.
Okay, put a number on it. Kenny wants a number.
That's going to be epic, true.
3
with,
for sure.
With those two teammates on those road courses next year. Punting each other around.
My over-under would be 2.5.
Okay.
Yep.
Under. Cole, you know I love me some... You know that I love Connor Zilich, but he ain't winning a race next year.
That's going to be a draw.
0? You don't think he's going to win a single one?
He's not going to win a race, man. That track house equipment on ovals is not good.
Clip that, Cody. Clip that.
I'm going to bring it back when he wins, and I'm the first person in line to buy the win.
I don't know, Richie. He's going to luck into one, so just give him one, all right?
Give him Watkins Glen. Come on.
He's going to luck into one, which means just two more. Would you say 2.5?
That's the over-under, I would say, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say give him a fast oval. Maybe not a super speedway, maybe Atlanta. But give him a fast oval and give him a road course for sure. Wouldn't it be great if he did Atlanta Coda, race number two, race number three?
Christopher Bell, remember him this year? Yeah. Oh, he's going to run. Oh, what happened, Bell? Mm-mm. What happened there, my friend? Listen, I'm going to go with it. This is a hot take, maybe. I'm leaning towards Denny Hamlin punting. I am. And I think as time goes on, I may find more reasons of why I don't believe my take.
So right now you're going with him not coming back to be a driver. The question, though, is who's your champion? So, Kenny, who's your champion?
Not Denny Hamlin.
Jeez. Wow.
I think Bell.
We can't pick a champion. We don't even know the damn format.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Like, that's really going to matter. That's going to change my opinion.
You're still picking Christopher Bell. Cole's still picking Kyle Larson.
Christopher Bell, yeah. Mm-hmm. Christopher Bell would have won the full season championship if you based on the Winston Cup points era, by the way.
And what you're saying about Kyle Larson, giving him credit, I get that. Isn't that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Chase Briscoe, man.
Yeah.
That is bananas, mm-hmm. what that SOB did in that final race. And to get to where, come on. All right, guys, we got a break. Scott Dixon, Alexander Rossi, a couple of badass IndyCar Series pilots out here in Phoenix, testing on that big old fat freaking dog leg oval. We'll hear from them. Also, Chase Briscoe. Speaking of, my man in some shorts and an Indianapolis Motor Speedway shirt. Will he be going IndyCarin next year? Mitchell, Indiana. Never know.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
ass wipe. Just ask Dale. Just ask Dale Earnhardt Jr.
He wishes every show was as much fun
as the freaks. Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio.
Redefined.
To pick up the tip to the meter lines. Feel inside your jaws. If we own the night, then spread it out. Or pack up without a clue. Well, cars by the road.
Scott Dixon joins us here in the Freak Nation. Scott, watching you guys roll around this damn track, again, it's been since 2018, but hearing the buzz, watching you get, you just coming out of two and three, is like, holy smokes, I forget how damn fast you guys are around here. But you're not at full throttle yet, are you?
Well, it's a tire test, right? You know, I think it's not definitely a full-on qualifying run. I think, you know, we'll be significantly faster when we come back, and it's a kind of full push lap. But, you know, it's just fantastic to be here with Firestone doing a proper tire test. It's been a long time since I've been a part of one of them. I know they've done some shorter versions, but, you know, coming here and running through 12 or 15 different kind of styles of tires sets is pretty unique. So, you know, it's even some of the construction changes or even tire widths and things like that have been something I've never done before. So it's great that they're, you know, they put in the effort. They're a true partner. And I think for us, you know, to come back here, we have to make sure we definitely, you know, make it a good shot.
Walk me through this. When you're in the car, are they saying, Scott, this is the so-and-so compound, this is the so-and-so compound? Are they telling you what it is, or they're going like, dude, you need to figure this ass out?
Yeah, most of the time it's blind test, you know, which, you know, I don't even know how fast we're going through one and two, maybe 180, 190 miles an hour. So, you know, you do say, you know, can you make a suggestion when we're going through a very big change? You know, but most of them are pretty methodical. You kind of go through sets of four or five in blocks, and then you kind of set, reset, pick what's best, and then work out the combos for the long runs, which we'll do tomorrow, which that'll be a long day. You know, you're doing maybe 6 to 8 runs of 60 or 70 laps each time. So but no, it's good. You know, I think it's not good for just Phoenix, but also for a lot of the other short tracks that we'll go to later in the season next year.
But you, also, if you explain to the Freak Nation, tire tests are cool when there's one car out there, but it's different when you have 20 other guys around you. The tires can be a little different.
For sure, you know, and yeah, it's always different when you got 20 other crazies out there, you know, trying to win the race. But you know, that's what it's all about. I think what's kind of changed in tire testing and in, you know, its general factor, okay, you know, Firestone is very much about reliability, durability, safety, all that kind of stuff. But now you're trying to figure out ways to make the racing better too, whether it's, you know, a high degradation tire. We see that in Cup a lot, you know, where they can have their quick lap and then from their last lap might be 4 seconds a lap different, which, you know, is a significant drop. Ours a lot of the time might only be a second. So, you know, I think one of the ideas here this week too is for later in the year for other tracks as well, is to create a compound that does degrade, that creates, you know, more separation, creates a much bigger undercut, you know, creates a lot more side-by-side racing, a lot more excitement.
No, Crash wants to jump in here, but one more thing. One thing that you're talking about, the degradation, fans are going, please, put it back in the driver's hands. We know what happened out here in 2018. It wasn't the greatest racing. So what's the change going to be, you think? What are you laughing at? You're with the freaks. You know how we talk. Come on.
You know, I hope it's different. You know, I think the bigger – what's really cool is that we're coming here with Cup. You know, it's the first time that IndyCar – has done, I think, a doubleheader with Cup on an oval, which is going to be spectacular. And I think, you know, that even, you know, maybe the regular NASCAR fan, when they see an IndyCar come into turn three, they probably think it's just going to go straight through the wall because it's going way too fast. But it will actually make the corner, you know. So I don't know what we are here, maybe 50, 60 miles an hour, average a lap quicker or something. So it's definitely significant. So it's really a fantastic weekend for fans, man, to get, you know, two of the top tiers of motor racing on the same weekend is going to be huge. But
what's going to be different for 2018?
I think there'll be a lot different. You know, speeds will be different. Degradation will be higher. You know, I think side-by-side racing will be a lot different, especially, I think, in 3 and 4. We'll have to see how 1 and 2 plays just with the style of car will be interesting. But I think what we did this year on a lot of the short track ovals created a lot of side-by-side racing. So fingers crossed, you know, always on the first go of it is not always the result you may want straight out of the box. But, you know, they're putting in the effort, and I think the racing itself will be 10 times better than 18.
10 times, I like that. Took my question, too.
Maybe 100 times, I don't know.
Regarding, though, this being a tire test out here at Phoenix Raceway, how much can your engineers take additional information to take back to the team in Indianapolis to work on aero or anything else with the car, not just related to the tires?
Yeah, anytime you're on track, you're learning something, whether it's, you know, with aero configurations. A lot of that stuff will be kind of in IndyCar's hands, though, so we still have to give them data for other teams to look at. You know, obviously stuff that we do as a team, you know, whether it's dampers and mechanical stuff, that's, you know, just on our side. But no, everybody's working together. Then we'll have, I think, a 2-day open test here. So we're kind of doing the grunt work to try and, you know, maybe get the low hanging fruit as such. But it's still great. You know, I typically have a 6-month off season in IndyCar, so it's nice to be here testing. You know, I have to do IMSA and sports car racing to supplement my racing career, you know. So, no, it's fantastic to be here. And I think, you know, what we do here is definitely fundamental for, actually, I'm not going to say that because if the racing's bad, man, it's not my fault. We can blame that on Rossi.
Yeah, right. You're talking about supplementing your racing in the off season. Come on, you don't have Kit in a go-kart. You have one of the most amazing sons. His energy level is so epic. Come on, what are you guys doing in the off season?
Yeah, we're lucky as a family. You know, the girls are amazing. Kit is definitely a bit of a firecracker. Definitely very outspoken too, which is kind of interesting. Definitely gets that from his mother, not from me. But no, it's been fun. He only did 2 races this year. We did a little bit of practice in the UK just recently. But yeah, we'll probably do a little bit actually in New Zealand. They get to go back to New Zealand this year, and there's a new circuit that's opening up down there, so we'll probably get a little bit of time. But he's only 5, you know, so actually in the UK you can't really race to your 7. America you can at 5, but he nearly won his first race, but he crashed into a lapper and took himself out. So we got a little bit of work to do, but it's good to see his fire. He's definitely very fiery, so yeah, we'll see how that plays out.
A little thing you and I talked about off mic was him being camered up, mic'd up. You do think maybe some more of that next year? Because, again, hot selling point.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think he enjoys it. Though I think after the first 5 seconds, he doesn't even really know it's there. But I think it's just, it's the purity of kids at that age, just what comes out. You know, you don't really expect, but you just love the purity of it. So there were some additional ones we did last year, but we had some corruption on some of those videos, which was not so good. But yeah, I'm sure we'll do something at some point and get, you know, Kit back under or in action.
We need a Scott Dixon Fox IndyCar commercial. What would be some of the highlights there? Because seriously, there's a lot.
I haven't seen the other ones, so I don't even know what...
You have not seen any of the 3 2025 commercials?
I haven't. I'm driving a car.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think I saw one flash where Palou's maybe vacuuming or something. Is he vacuuming?
Yes, and he's doing taxes, apparently.
Okay, there we go. So, yeah, I need to... I don't know, they're the only 3 in this category, so we'll have to see. Maybe they'll expand it to some of the others.
Do you know of anything, as a driver, I know that there's so much going on in the off-season, that we can look forward to with Fox's new involvement now, some of the new marketing prowess that is set to be announced?
Yeah, I don't know. I think... Well, you know, I think the partnership with Fox has been amazing. You know, I think... what they've spent, you know, the amount of, you know, push that they've really given it generally. I think this year, especially kind of through the summer months and on the backside, or not the backside, but in conjunction with football, is going to be huge. We have some really massive lead-ins, you know, so that should be some epic numbers coming this year, which is going to be fantastic to see. But no, it's great to be working with them. You know, I think on the talent side too, you know, what we've seen them spending money on is fantastic. Can there be more? Of course, we'll see that, and you know, I think it's just the start.
Last thing. So Joey Logano, we're talking to him just behind you in the media center, and he said, "This is the first time." All right, his valet. So Joey Logano said, "This is going to be the first time I've seen an IndyCar race on an oval." I said, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm racing 36 weekends of the year." Yeah. I've got to think for you guys, it's going to be a mic drop moment when these guys see these cars on the oval. You're going to drop that mic and go, there you go, bitch. Right? Yeah, that's fast, man.
They're racers. You know, they've seen, you know, maybe some different forms. But I think seeing it in real life, especially when you go like Indy, you know, I remember the first time I went to turn two where the suites there and you're kind of overlooking. I was like, yeah, I need to not do this again until I retire. So it's pretty impressive to watch just the sound, the speed, you know, especially the sheer difference, I think, between the two categories. The two are very good at what they do in their own right, but they're extremely different from what they do. So, yeah, it's cool that it's probably half the field might be in or more might be in that situation. You know, IndyCar drivers have a little more freedom in the off season, so we get to see some other racing a little more than maybe some of the other guys.
Speed Freaks. American Idols. For the real man. Real man. Or was that cry for the race guy? Ah, who cares? Go make me some eggs. Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12.
12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
And get this, General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Mario Andretti answering the phones at Speed Freaks World Headquarters.
Hello, this is Mario Andretti. You've reached the offices of Speed Freaks.
Speed Freaks, hauling Andretti's hardware.
You're listening to the Speed Freaks, the only group that could carry my jockstrap.
So what the f*** is AJ thinking?
I'm AJ Foyt and you're listening to Speed Freaks. They also want me to sign their butt, but I won't.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Again, Alexander Rossi, IndyCar Series pilot in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios. And last time, well, I didn't talk to you last time. I wasn't at Indy 500. I was doing something important, like I was on the beach somewhere, Rossi. Last time you were talking to one of us at the Freak Nation, you were talking to Crash about circumcisions.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And you looked at Crash and you went, oh, it's you. I can talk about this.
Yeah, well, that remains true. Ben's doing great, and so is everything else about him. He's trying solid foods now. Slept honestly last night. Apparently, he slept through the night, which is great. Waits till I leave, and he sleeps through the night. So,
is it still one of those? Well, I know it is, because our daughter's 11. And I still remember those years where, man, you would just try and get naps anywhere you could when you're at home, and just when the kid would nap, that's when you would try and either get shit done or it's like, man, I gotta lay down for a minute, yeah. Man.
Yeah, it's not. We're not there yet because he's not. Obviously, at this stage, he doesn't really do much. So, like, even when he's awake, it's not like you're chasing him around sort of thing. And you also kind of miss him when he's sleeping. So, I don't know. It's fine. It's such a cool experience.
Did you show some emotion right there?
No. It's a cool experience to see them grow and change every single day. What's so funny?
All right. So, you're out here for a tire test. I really don't want to talk about the tire test, frankly, but you're out here for a tire test, and we found out from Scott that there are many different compounds that you guys are testing on this race car. Now, these compounds that they hope to, again, whittle down to a number of tires to bring through the tour next year, or is this just we're going to have these available for 2026?
No. So I think it's – because it's been so long since we were here, I think they brought pretty much the whole arsenal to try and narrow down what way you would run here. Obviously, if you find something that's like, oh, that's magical, you might consider it at a gateway sort of thing. So I would say this is very Phoenix specific. I know there's another tire test early 2026 where they would kind of take the best from here and maybe make some adjustments back in Ohio. But it's more than just compounds. Like, it's construction differences. There's some that are different sizes. So it's really, they're throwing the whole gamut at us to make sure, because this is an important weekend. You know, the doubleheader with Cup, it'll be important that we put on a great show for the fans that are here.
I didn't think about that. That's so true. You're going to have so many eyeballs on this series that have never seen a race like this, watching a car go 30, 40 mile an hour faster than a Cup car, that you're right. You better have your ass together.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just the speed difference. Like, yes, that's cool, but that novelty wears off. You want to see a good race, right? And we've seen that when we get the short oval package right in IndyCar, there's nothing quite like it. When we get it wrong, there's also nothing quite like it, but in the opposite direction. So it's Firestone is making the investment, the commitment, and by doing this so far in advance, which is great, and it's an honor to be a part of it.
Let's be honest, 2018 kind of blew. It did. It wasn't real good here. What are the, other than, you know, the construction, you're right, the tires, what about you as a driver? You podiumed here in 2018. That's going to be a little different. Anything? I mean, same configuration.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest challenge that we have as a series is when you have a single lane track, which this is, you need to have enough deg to where another lane opens up, but not so much deg that there's just marbles there from kind of like lap three. So it's a really fine line of like you want a tire that falls off, but not a tire that takes away lane two by the time you're ready for it, if that makes sense. So I'm glad I'm not in that position, and I get to just give my best input and feedback. But, you know, as a driver, I would hope that I'm better than I was 6 years ago, 8 years ago, whatever it was. But I guess we'll see.
Regarding Phoenix Raceway, though, and the difference between you guys and the, it's now the O'Reilly Series. It's not the Xfinity Series anymore. And the Cup Series, you don't take the dog leg like they do. So how does that change your approach to this track as well? Again, you were talking about the single lane. There it is.
Well, yeah, the dog legs are never really a thing for us. Like, if you look back to Texas, and there was kind of that dog leg with the grass, like, anytime anyone would hit that, it would be a crash. So, like, we never really... Those have always been off limits, so the reprofiling doesn't really change that for us. I think what's really going to be different, and you'll see, is like we take a traditional line through both ends of the track, like kind of painting the yellow line, if you will, whereas Cup is up against the wall, they're below the yellow line, that sort of thing. So you're going to see such a different variety of racing and even just driving around depending on what series is out there, and I think that's a really cool thing for a fan to experience. Because you're not going to see the same thing over and over again. Every time a different series goes on track, it's going to be a whole different product, which is pretty cool for one ticket.
Without question. And we are already seeing people say, hey, I'm coming out for Saturday because I want that doubleheader. Talk to the NASCAR fans that might not be as familiar with IndyCar in why it is harder for you guys to create another line, unlike the stock cars.
The big thing for us is we're a lot more grip sensitive. Just because we rely a lot on aerodynamics. So dirty air, disturbed air from cars in front have a pretty big impact on us. And then also we don't have fenders. So like we can't rub against a wall. We can't rub against another car sort of thing. So our margin for error is quite a bit lower just for those reasons. So a NASCAR can kind of slide through a corner because the yaw angle, because there's no downforce, is quite a bit bigger for us. If you get too big of a slide going, you start to lose downforce and you crash, right? So it's just smaller margins that we're dealing with. But on the flip side of that, you're going a lot faster, and it is certainly more dramatic when things go well and when they go poorly. So it's the highs of highs and lows of lows, and it's important that we just are able to find that good balance to where it's fast cars, penalty for getting it wrong, but still cars can be close to each other and race each other hard.
Okay, and with that balance, marketing, what are we going to see from you with Fox or Java House? You were a commercial star this past season.
Java House is going to be coming out with more commercials. Don't you worry about that.
What are you doing?
I can't tell you that. The other part of the question, I can't help you there.
But isn't it cool to know that you have this prowess of Fox and their arguably deeper pockets to help you guys move into the 2026 season and maybe some new opportunities?
Certainly. You know, I think that the investment that Fox made in 2025 just with the Super Bowl commercials and then, you know, having every race on network is a huge, huge deal. And then they doubled down a couple months ago with buying a stake in the series, right? So now they've got skin in the game. And it also just shows their belief in the potential of the sport. And so to have a partner like that, that not only is in it for their own well-being of they want to make good TV, they're in it for their own well-being of they want to make a good financial decision. It's a great thing for the series, and I'm excited to see what comes of it.
Have they ever called you guys in as a driver group to say, what do you want to do? How can we better promote you guys as brands yourself?
They have, actually. Like, that was the very beginning of the relationship in January of this year, actually. And a lot of the drivers, I would say the majority, got to sit down with the executives at Fox and the people who are going to be the storytellers and kind of share, you know, your thoughts and opinions of things. And I think, you know, they can't take everything and do everything, but they certainly listened. And that feedback loop still exists, which is pretty cool.
So what did you tell them for Alexander Rossi?
Well, you can listen to my podcast to hear everything about I have to say. But, you know, I think that the big thing with us, right, is you look at other series, you look at other racing championships, and, like, where we are unique is just the diversity of the personalities, but also the tracks we go to. And, you know, I think that showcasing that still needs to be on the forefront of what we do because, quite frankly, the technology side of things is lacking. So where can you create interest? And it's in the personalities of the people and how hard it is to go from track to track on the schedule that we have and be competitive on the variety of tracks we go to.
How do you want your motorsports? Like this?
Junior, how does it feel?
Like this?
Danica, what is the pole position?
Or like this.
Bobby Unser, three-time Indy 500 champion. Are Formula One drivers today, are they just kind of big pussies?
They've been that way for as long as I remember watching Formula One racing.
Uh-oh. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill-up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Here's to the dream chasers, the glass ceiling breakers, the minivan mothers, the schedule jugglers, and everyday all-stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, coming up, Chase Briscoe here with the Freaks. And at the top of the show, I said, we're going to talk about something in the fourth segment. What the hell was that, Cole Cusimano? I don't remember. Come on, man. Don't act like I said something. You wanted to talk.
It's been a long two hours,
I said,
hours,
let's save
Kenny.
It for the fourth segment. What the hell was it? We got five
You're
brains.
You're putting me on the spot.
We I got five
no,
brains
I
on there.
Legitimately have no
Nobody
idea.
Nobody remembers what the hell we were going to talk about?
No, I don't. I thought it was actually the championship predictions for next year.
We did that.
Crash
no
didn't
one else.
Make your pick, though.
No one else.
You left Crash Shine. Crash Shine.
Yeah, true.
I didn't make my pick. I'm going to go Denny Hamlin. I'm going to take. He's going to pull a Corey Heim. Corey Heim was absolutely devastated in what was that 23, and came back and actually made it work in 25. I'm picking Denny Hamlin. He is going to be back in the driver's seat, and he is going to make things right with a championship in 2026.
Well, you just said it right there. In 2026, it's an even year. Joey Logano is your NASCAR Cup Series champion for 2026. Mm. His name is Chase Briscoe, man. The more I talk to this guy, the more I love this guy. I mean, not like a freaking, you know, that kind of thing. But
like
it's
a brother
like,
from another mother.
Yeah, great personality. I mean, just a dude that should be out wearing freaking galoshes and slapping pigs around. Mitchell, Indiana, running for a championship, worked his way up three times to contend for a championship in Phoenix. It's Chase Briscoe, shorts and an Indianapolis Motor Speedway shirt. Got a crack on the guy. Joins us now, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
So I'm watching you talk to the media, Chase, and I'm seeing the snappy little IMS logo on your shoulder, man. So you said, look, screw this. I'm going to go IndyCar racing next year?
No, I'm not going IndyCar racing. I just love Indy, obviously. And, yeah, I was at their new museum this year. And saw this shirt, and I wear Travis Matthew like all the time, and this is a Travis Matthew shirt with IMS on it. So, yeah, it's one of my favorite shirts.
This is what I like about Chase. We were talking about you Sunday night about Mitchell, Indiana, just such a down home vibe and feel. You show up in shorts, something that I'm used to wearing. I'm wearing pants, yeah. So something's wrong here, man. But I think that's what the attraction is to you. Granted, you're in the top four, but they just. A lot of people can relate to what the hell you do and who you are.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I feel like I'm very normal. Yeah, some of these guys definitely live a different lifestyle, I guess, than what I do. But yeah, I feel like I'm hopefully relatable to everybody. I feel like I'm just very average and normal, and I just have a cool job. And I guess that separates me from other people. But yeah, I feel like I'm definitely very normal.
Work me through that race because, again, we're not the only ones talking about it. Really, the biggest surprise for us was you working yourself from back of the field, not once, not twice, but three times, where I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit to take that car and put it back up front.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those, like, man, what could have been? I definitely felt like our car was more than capable enough. I mean, we showed that. I don't think anybody passed as many cars as we did. And you know, even the 5 and the 11, you know, at times got, you know, shuffled back to the, you know, maybe 11th, 12th, and they even struggled to get back up to 5th at times. And, yeah, we were able to pass a lot of cars, do a lot of things. And that's the hard part, I would say, is just I felt like our car was definitely capable. And as a team, I thought we did everything, you know, our pit stops, we were the best pit crew on pit road. I mean, we did everything we needed to do, just couldn't obviously get the tires to stay up. So that was the unfortunate part. And, yeah, I mean, that's just one of those things. Sometimes it's not your weekend, and it just wasn't the weekend for us.
Tell me who's in your ear those last few laps, or maybe not who's in your ear, who comforts you the most when you're on the track in adverse situations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a balance, right, between, you know, only really two voices I'll hear during the race is James, my crew chief, and then Drew, the spotter. I would say Drew's definitely more calming. James is very high-strung and just very high intensity, where Drew's more similar to me, where he's just kind of laid back all the time. So, yeah, I would say Drew was definitely the calming voice of the day. But I thought James also, you know, given all the adversity that we went through that day, did a really good job of just – you know, at least for me on the radio, staying calm and not trying to make things, you know, get amplified, you know, on Channel 2 and to the team. Maybe he was. But for me, he didn't, you know, I thought he did a really good job just trying to keep us all in the game.
When you got the call from Coach Joe Gibbs to join the team, what were the expectations? They had to be discussed. It wasn't like, let's just go out and see what we do.
Yeah, I definitely think it was to win a race at least, right? Like, you have to be winning races. You know, I don't think they expected year one to go like this. And I remember when Coach called me, you know, he told me the day before he's gonna let me know by 11 o'clock what Martin decided. And yeah, he called me at 10:57, and his first words were, you better not screw this up. So I told him on the grid after the race, I was like, hopefully I didn't screw it up for you. But yeah, I think that we probably exceeded, you know, just everybody's expectations for year one. I mean, championship four is a huge accomplishment. So yeah, who knows what the I guess the goal is going forward. It's hard when you set the bar this high year one, but hopefully we can just keep building on it.
That is exactly where I wanted to go with this. What are the expectations for year two, year three, now that you have your foundation set? And it's okay to reach for the stars. I mean, you've earned it.
Yeah. The hard part is like, we just don't know what the format is, right? If it's the same format, I mean, the championship four is the goal. But who knows what the format looks like. It could look totally different. But I think at the end of the day, you know, winning multiple races is something that's really important to do. You know, and being able to win three this year was a big deal. So hopefully we can win a minimum three races again next year. And just whatever the format is, if it's playoff points, whatever, I think we need to set ourselves up better just for the playoffs. You know, we did kind of come from behind a lot of the time this year, but arguably it was because the first half of the season we were just learning each other, and you know, starting next year we're just going to be in a way better spot to start.
Right. Regarding whatever the format's going to be, will you race mid-season possibly different than you did this past season? And what I mean by that is, you know, you're in the playoffs. Is there going to be any sort of experimental stuff going on, or is it just going to be constantly every race as hard as you can get?
No, I think it's try to win every single race. Yeah, I mean, just winning is what it's all about. So yeah, I don't know. You know, the teams maybe, you know, try some stuff over the course of the summer if you're in a really good spot. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to beat winning and winning a lot of races. It just puts you in a better mood, better everything. So, yeah, I would say it doesn't really change whether you win early or not. You know, arguably, you know, William won the Daytona 500, right, and they still won the regular season. So I don't think they took a break by any means. So, yeah, I think you just keep the pedal down for sure.
What are you and the kids, what are you and the family going to be doing over in this offseason? I have an image right now in my head of you on the red carpet Sunday morning, and your son is a huge smile on his face. Yeah. Clearly they love racing as much as you do.
Yeah, he will definitely want to race the go-kart in the driveway. He's big on that. It might be a little cold over the offseason to do that. But, yeah, we'll do that. He loves going hunting, so once rifle season kicks in, he'll go out there and do that. He'll try to get him a deer. And then, yeah, if it's warm enough, we might go fishing or something. We're going to go to a Colts game with the family, go back to Indiana for Christmas. So, yeah, it'll be here and gone before you know it, just the off season. But, yeah, looking forward to it.
Take any of this championship Final Four winnings and go to French Lick?
No, probably not. We will definitely go to French Lick while we're home just because of all the Christmas decorations and, you know, just the dome and everything is really, really nice. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll sneak in there for 20, 30 minutes. It's hard when you got all the kids, obviously. But we will definitely be at French Lick at some point during our visit back home.
Regardless, you've earned so much of just relaxation and celebration. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Freak Nation, what kind of pajamas do you think Chase Briscoe wears Christmas morning? Cole?
Camo. Camouflage.
Camo Santa.
From Bass Pro, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an easy one.
Crasher?
I'd say camo, but with Santa and Rudolph. Ooh. Interspersed in the camo.
Okay.
To really highlight the season.
Richie, what do you think? What do you think Chase Briscoe wears?
110% bluey. 110%. His kid is like oldest kid, I think, is like old enough to be into that.
Oh,
now,
totally.
Like he's
totally.
A little past toddler age, so.
Ooh. Bluey Christmas.
Bluey Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Stole my thunder, Skipjack.
You were going to say that.
I was going to say Bluey. Man. Freak Nation, I mentioned this at the top of the show. We don't hibernate when NASCAR calls it quits. We continue on, and we'll continue on next weekend, hopefully with all of your NHRA Pro Class champions joining us on the show.
Pomona.
We'll also have Jesse Love in here, Justin Allgaier, two champions there. Justin Allgaier, of course, your 2024 champion.
Carry the one, yes.
Later.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. 800-798-9512. That's 800-798-9512.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Hey, race fans, it's Crash Gladys.
And Kenny Sargent with Speed Breaks. You want motorsports with muscle, stories with edge, and guests that won't hold back? Welcome to Speed Freaks.
We're the only home of raw, real, racing-fueled chaos, and we serve it up weekly on Racer Network. From Supercross to Supercars, F1, NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, we talk legends, we talk lunatics, and everything else in between. Buckle up, Freak Nation.
Speed Freaks, Mondays, 12 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Racer Network.
Here's to the Dream Chasers, the Glass Ceiling Breakers, the Minivan Mothers, the Schedule Jugglers, and Everyday All-Stars at the top of their game. We see you making moves, taking names, and rewriting the rules to find your own way. To all the women who keep our world running smooth, we keep you on the move.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.